free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. After his training at the Ernst Busch School, Felix Kramer had numerous theater engagements before moving to the Deutsche Schauspielhaus in Hamburg. Since 2008, Felix has worked as a freelance actor and shines in theater, film, and TV. For example, in Feo Aladag's war drama Between Worlds. In the multi-award-winning series Dark, Felix played time traveler Tronte Nielsen. He has worked several times with Christian Albert, such as the series Dogs of Berlin and thriller Freies Land. Other projects include the highly acclaimed sitcom Warten auf den Bus, Irgendwann werden wir uns alles erzählen, and the mystery thriller series Oderbruch, again with Christian Albert. We talked to Felix via video call for this interview. Felix Kramer, welcome to Deep Dive Genre.
Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you for coming back.
Yes.
First of all, you've played a great variety of roles in your career so far, in theater and in film and TV. Before we dive a little bit deeper into Oderbruch, let's start off with a few questions about you and your work.
Yes.
Can you tell us a bit about your journey to becoming an actor?
Oh, my journey began in a pretty classic way. Mm-hmm. I studied acting at the Ernst Busch Academy of Dramatic Arts in Berlin. And after that, I worked at various theaters. And from time to time, I kept getting offers for film roles. And they were so tempting that I eventually said goodbye to the stage. Maybe I will return to the theater one day, if anyone still wants me.
I'm sure. How do you choose your stories or commit to a project?
Well, it's really simple. It's always the same process. I got through it together with my agent. Mm-hmm. We both read the script, and if we like it, we try to get as much information as possible. For example, who's directing, who's already been cast, and who's producing. Mm-hmm. And if everything fits, then we are on board and we are really happy about that.
Okay. In regards to Oderbruch, how did you become involved in the project? I'm assuming it has something to do with your very close work relationship with Christian Albert, maybe?
Yeah, for sure. And one day he called me and he kept it very short in his typical way. And he said, Felix, I want you to play this role. And we know each other very well. And so I was already about 90% in it. And so I read the script. And after then, I met the other director, Adolfo Kolmerer, and I met the writer, Arend Remmers. And we had a really nice and gentle and long conversation. And after that, I said yes.
I read in an interview that you are not necessarily that interested in genre per se, which, you know, fair enough. And to a certain extent, I agree. But I also think that, let's call it going genre, offers a unique chance to tell universal stories by showing new facets because of the specific light a genre setting can shine on a story. Obviously, Oderbruch is a story about lies we tell each other, maybe also ourselves, and a story about love and loss. And you mentioned also that your character, Roland Voigt, is pretty average and maybe doesn't have too many rough edges on a first glance. How did you find the character?
Oh, my God. It's interesting because the headline for this character is Normcore. I think Roland Voigt, he's the nice guy next door. He's unremarkable. He's no hero. He has no magic tricks. And you know how we might remember our first kiss or our first cigarettes? And Roland Voigt, he's a 12th kiss. He's the 12th time you've done something, you know? And I guess nobody remembers it. And with this awareness in my mind, I try to approach the character.
Yeah. A mystery series, and I hope this is not a spoiler for anyone, about a vampire myth does not necessarily seem like an obvious choice to showcase characters dealing with heavy emotions. And yet that is exactly what it does. You mentioned earlier you talked to the directors and the writer. How much of that was already on the page and how much did you get to add through your play?
Yeah, I'm so sorry I have to disagree because I think that it'd be hard-pressed to find more love, more desire, more longing, more ruin than in Nosferatu. And I think Nosferatu is an absolutely blueprint for all vampire stories, films, books. It's overflowing with emotions. Mm-hmm. So okay. This is my answer.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Were you able to, did you talk before about you specifically your character with the writer, or were you able to then add anything while playing, while you were shooting?
No, we talk a lot about it. And the preparation is absolutely an important thing. And yeah. When you want to make a movie or a film or play a character, because in a series you have around about 60 days and you have to prepare.
Yeah.
It's not a shoot in the blue. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And vampire lore obviously is a very specific format, sometimes mm-hmm. very bloody. Mm-hmm. And then there are some gruesome visuals in Oderbruch.
Mm-hmm.
Mystery vampire, but it's also a very classic crime detective drama.
Yeah, homicide stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes. So were you and maybe also the directors and the writer at all worried that gruesomeness might be an issue to hold the connection with the audience?
Honestly, it didn't really worry me because if a story is told in a gripping way, mm-hmm. I think the genres start to blur and it's no matter how different they yeah. might seem. And so, of course, to tell a story in a gripping way, it's a huge challenge. This is it's hard work, right?
Yeah. Do you have a favorite scene from season one? And if so, can you give our listeners a bit of behind the scenes background?
I have. There was this one day I had to lie in a pool of blood.
Ooh.
Yeah, for sure. For around about 2 or 3 hours, nonstop, people feeding me there. Yeah. And it was not allowed to go to the bathroom. And it was really fun. So, and another day, I got to smash a flat screen TV with the iron bar twice.
Oh. Wow.
Twice. A dream come true. I think shooting a series is always it's really a special kind of a challenge because you spend months seeing every day the same faces. And I think you've got to keep your cool and sometimes it's better you step back for a moment because maybe you go a little bit soft in your head, or maybe you go a bit crazy, you know. It's like family for 6 months. It's strange, but it's also really fun.
Yeah. And there will be a second season. Anything you can reveal. It's fine if you don't.
Oh, sorry. I'm afraid I can't. Okay. I'm already dead.
Okay. What is the most important part of the process of filming for you? Is it prep or the actual shooting?
Mm-hmm.
I'd also be interested in, does it differ for theater roles for you?
It's a good question because the most important, not so easy. I wouldn't say there's one single most important mm-hmm. part, but there's something like the most beautiful moment. It's that feeling when I read a script for the very first time and I realize it's so good that I absolutely have to be a part of it. This moment makes me really happy. It's a tremendous moment for me.
You mentioned earlier that, you know, sometimes for a series it's 60 days, depending obviously on how many seasons you have. And for films as well, sometimes it can take up to several years until you finally get to shoot and the film finally comes out. Is it hard for you to let go of your characters? Or does it depend on the character?
No. I think only if aren't any new ones coming along.
Okay. And I have a few rapid fire questions for you.
Okay.
I know you're not necessarily, let's not say genre fan, but it's not necessarily what you look out for. But is there a particular story maybe that you would still like to tackle?
Oh my God, this question. I tried to answer for many years. Maybe a satire?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That would be great. A political one. So yeah. Typical German stuff.
What would you say is maybe the biggest misconception about the work of an actor that people outside of the film industry have?
Outside of the film industry, I think that the people think that we always get to sleep in and that everyone in film looks amazing. And people, I say it clear, it's a lie. It's a huge lie. It's not our faces. It's a lighting.
Okay. The lighting, you heard it here first, lighting, people.
For sure. The lighting and the frame.
And, I mean, you've been at this for a while. Has the work changed for you over the course of the years? And that can be an external change from, you know, how the industry changed or something as in how you approach the work.
Yeah, some things never change. Some things change. I think I've becoming more demanding.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just as curious as I was on the first day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And finally, you couldn't share anything about Oder Bruch season 2, but can you share something about a project which you are maybe working on right now or will be working on next?
Yeah, I've just shooting a Netflix series, mm-hmm. and I think it's expected to premiere in spring 2026.
All right. And that was it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.